Shalom, Chaverim. Baruch haba lachol mekshivim. This is Dr. Duff Forbes, Rabbi Kehilat HaMashiach B'toch Yisrael. Welcome, my friends, to this program entitled Treasures from Tonight. My dear friends, the great Ben Avraham has wisely observed, a wing in the hand is poor consolation when the drumstick is in the pot of others. Which observation alerts us to the vital difference between possessions possessed and possessions unpossessed. The wing may be enjoyed, but the drumstick in the pot of others is unenjoyed, because unpossessed. If the drumstick belongs to the others, I can make, of course, no point to the proverb. But if the others are possessors but not sole owners, then that drumstick is in a situation and circumstance not rightly relevant to it. If the wing and the drumstick both rightly pertain to the possessions of the one person, then here is a very sorry state of affairs. Meagerness within muchness, paucity amidst plenitude, minus in lieu of multiplication. So it is with most of us, particularly in realms spiritual. The words of the eternal God to the aged Joshua come to mind. Now Joshua was old and well stricken in years, and the eternal said unto him, Thou art old and well stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. The very much land belonged by divine gift to Israel. Yet, at the time the Eternal spoke to Joshua, it was a drumstick in the pot of others. The Geshurites, the Avitites, the Philistines, though not descended from Canaan, were nevertheless in the divine decree to be counted as such and displaced accordingly. This very much land ranged from the far north right up the sea coast to territory farther north, and so far as its non-Israelite inhabitants were concerned, it could not be a live-and-let-live proposition, even on the wing-drumstick basis, because the continuance of unsubdued races and unoccupied territories constituted a danger and a potential threat to the kingdom of God as represented in Israel under Joshua, entrusted with a commission to overthrow and eradicate heathenism. A land still very much unpossessed and a leader very much stricken in years was a situation calling for action, not apathy. By the promise of God, the whole land, the wing and the drumstick, was the property of Israel. But, though theirs, the whole land was not the possession of Israel. Israel's unpossessed possessions were very much in magnitude, and Joshua, the great successor of Moses and the one divinely chosen to lead them into possession of their possessions, was already very stricken in years. My friends, since the Holy Scriptures, although historical, are nevertheless divinely intended as a supreme spiritual instrument for the instruction and enlightenment of Israel and all mankind, I confess I am profoundly impressed with these opening words of the 13th chapter of Joshua. Let me tell you what I see in Israel's unpossessed possessions, and Israel's leader supernaturally preserved to secure those possessions for the people from whom he himself sprang. First, see that the land under the Canaanites symbolized spiritual darkness to be eradicated and replaced by the light and truth of revealed religion. For this immense task, God had chosen first Moses to receive the divine law, and then Joshua to implant the divine law. When we speak of the law, we must be careful to understand that term, not only as a rule of conduct based on known truth and acknowledged authority, but also as a revelation of God's holy character and righteous purposes. In this sense, the word law became further expanded to include all the scripture books in what may be called the canon of the Old Testament or covenant. That word canon is found in classical Greek to pertain to a straight rod, such as might be used in a shield, or, let us say, in weaving, or perhaps as a carpenter's rule. 'Tis an eloquent word, this word canon. If you want to test if anything is crooked, just put a straight rod, a canon, alongside it. Thus will all deviations be exposed. That the scriptures of the Old Testament were thus employed and regarded to measure and expose religious error is evidenced by a most interesting reference in the Jewish apocryphal book known as the First Book of Maccabees, where is recorded the acts and the persecutions of the Syrian king Antiochus IV, known as Antiochus Epiphanes, in the year 168 before the Common Era. In an effort to stamp out the revealed religion of God, we read that at the command of this king, the books of the law which they found, they tore into pieces and burned. Moreover, the mere possession of a book of the covenant was punishable by death. Another apocryphal book, dating from approximately the same period, and known as the Book of Wisdom, refers to the scriptures as the law, the prophets, and the rest of the books, thus pointing to a well-known threefold division of a then-completed whole, which we now know as the Old Testament. The New Testament, the New Covenant, likewise sets its stamp of authority and recognition of this completed canon of divine revelation. You will find the reference in the Gospel according to Luke, where is recorded the instructions given by the risen Messiah to his followers. Here are his words. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things might be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. I mention these details to call your attention to the fact that in that period between Israel's return from the Babylonian exile and the first advent of Messiah, the Old Testament canon was completed. Just as the land of Canaan was divided by the Holy Spirit and allotted to the children of Israel for their possession and enjoyment, so also the divinely inspired scriptures were divided by the Holy Spirit and allotted to the children of Israel for their possession and enjoyment. But as with the Holy Land, so with the Holy Literature. Can it not be said, truly, there remaineth yet very much to be possessed? Can Israel nationally be said to have possessed himself of all the spiritual land of milk and honey of his holy scriptures? Would that it were so. However, the land of Israel's divinely inspired holy literature is even wider than the area we have so far spied out. The God of Israel is pointing unmistakably to what may well be regarded as the drumstick. Our great prophet Jeremiah is the index finger used by the God of Israel to point to this very much land, yet to be possessed by Israel. Indeed, the actual words of Jeremiah are very much land awaiting Israel's possession. If you haven't yet seen this wonderful unpossessed possession of Israel, let us view it from Jeremiah chapter 31, commencing at verse 30. Hine yamim ba'im nu'um Adonai, v'karati et beit Yisrael v'et beit Yehuda brit chadasha. Behold, the days come, saith the Eternal, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, forasmuch as they broke my covenant, although I was a lord over them, saith the Eternal. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Eternal. I will put my law in their inward parts, and in their heart will I write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Eternal. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin will I remember no more. Rabbi Dr. H. Friedman, B.A., Ph.D., in his excellent commentary on this passage of revealed truth, observes that, and here I quote, God will make a new covenant with Israel, which, unlike the old, will be permanent, because it will be inscribed in their hearts, unquote. Regarding the divine forgiveness, the same worthy commentator remarks of sin and iniquity, and again I quote, this being the obstacle which prevented them from knowing God. My friends, the very much land awaiting Israel's national possession, and the drumstick, so very much in the pot of others, is that same promised and prophesied New Covenant, New Testament. Fortunately, very many Jewish people, individuals, are already enjoying the knowledge of the removal of the obstacle, sin, under that New Testament, and the atonement for sin it reveals. However, it yet awaits Israel's national appropriation and possession. Equally fortunately, that New Covenant, New Testament, is available to all, and it is still a Joshua who is divinely appointed and supernaturally preserved to implant its benefits. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'hunecha, Yisar Adonai panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.